Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services announced 14 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday in five Alaska communities, including five in Fairbanks, two each in Anchorage and Eagle River, four in Juneau, and one new case in Kenai. The total number of cases in Alaska has now reached 133. Alaska Public Media reports that officials say no new deaths have been reported, but two new patients were hospitalized. Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, says it's hard to predict when the disease will peak in the state, cautioning it could be months away.
Based on other states, it could be anywhere from the end of April to June, July.
Zink says that the state is putting together its own model based on others employed around the world, noting Alaska's situation is unique. A BP worker at Prudhoe Bay is tested positive for COVID-19. Alaska Public Media reports that it's the first confirmed case of the illness at the oil field, where many workers live in close quarters. BP is the operator of Prudhoe Bay. A spokeswoman for the company declined to answer questions about the worker who tested positive. Alaska's health commissioner, Adam Crum, described the worker as an Alaska resident who had traveled out of state and returned to Alaska before the governor started requiring travelers to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Dr. Zink said the worker went through a health screening at the airport before heading to the North Slope, but that screening doesn't always catch COVID-19.
One of the tricky things about this disease is that people can be either completely asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic.
Crum says the worker traveled to the slope on March 25th and showed symptoms within 2 days. The worker was tested and put in quarantine, as were others the person had contact with. BP declined to say how many workers were quarantined and how many have been tested. In a statement, the company says it's eliminating all non-essential activity at Prudhoe Bay, and it says it's following procedures and protocols to minimize the risk of coronavirus. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District has canceled normal in-person mass graduation ceremonies planned for next month, instead opting for alternative forms of recognizing high school graduates. Speaking during a video update yesterday, Superintendent Karen Gaborik said state mandates forbidding gatherings of more than 10 people and requiring social distancing make holding traditional ceremonies impossible.
The silver lining is that we are still holding graduations. It'll just be in a new format.
Gaborik said school administrators and staff will do their best to reach out to graduating seniors this week and invited them to share ideas for alternative graduation celebrations. Meanwhile, classes resume this week after an extended spring break, with teachers connecting with students remotely, including via live online instruction. Gaborik said the scope of the remaining school year has been significantly narrowed.
Our message is that less is more. We have asked teachers to focus on those essential skills that students need right now.
Superintendent Gaborik says the district understands that some families lack the technology to participate in online learning and is working to accommodate them. Gaborik also recognized that there are a lot of questions about grading and credits and said an announcement on those issues will be coming out soon. Coronavirus health mandates and mitigation measures have opened a door for scammers and prompted AARP Alaska to hold a teletown hall with health and fraud specialists to warn Alaskan seniors about the threat. KUAC's Robin reports.
Scammers are taking advantage of the uncertainty of these times. Seth Buffelli of AARP's Fraud Watch says we have become easy targets.
We're at home, right by our phones, right by our computers, and we're really thirsty for information. And so this is an opportunity that scammers take advantage of.
Buffelli says with more Alaskans teleworking, there are more email scams that masquerade as important government updates, like health mandates and closures.
What we're seeing aren't necessarily new scams, but they're using coronavirus or the economic stimulus as part of their scare tactic.
One of the recycled scams is telling victims they need to register or reconfirm information to continue getting Social Security, medical payments, or prescription drugs.
I think it's important to remember that scammers kind of follow the news. So 2 or 3 weeks ago, we really started to see a lot of scams around test kits.
AARP recorded a robocall using this tactic and posted it on its fraud website.
If you want to receive a free testing kit delivered overnight to your home, press 1.
When you push 1, you'll talk to someone who will try to get your personal information and tell you they need a credit card number to pay for shipping the test. But there are no test kits because the company is fake. AARP Alaska also has a fraud watch hotline posted on their website. We are easy targets now for people promising remedies or services to make us safer.
When scammers get us on the phone or on email, their job really is to unsettle us. They're going to try to get us either so worried by the threat or so excited about the opportunity that we stop using our normal, rational decision-making. You know, we're all kind of in that place right now because we're all really worried. And so a lot of the scammer's job is already done.
He says the basics of detecting a scam are the same now as before. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Be wary of anyone extolling you to act right away, even if it means you lose your chance at some deal. And never give out your Social Security, medical, or bank information. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The Federal Small Business Administration is ready to make immediate loans of $10,000 to companies hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. As Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin explains, recipients don't have to be traditional companies, and the loans don't necessarily have to be paid back.
This type of loan is now available for sole proprietors, even if you have no employees. Maybe you're a landlord, a vendor, or self-employed. You can fill out a streamlined application on SBA.gov. And here's the thing. Be sure to ask for a loan advance. SBA says it intends to make up to $10,000 available as a cash advance within 3 days of your application.
They call it a loan advance, but basically it's you get it whether or not you get the loan and you don't have to pay it back.
John Bittner is executive director of the Alaska Small Business Development Center, which is partially funded by the SBA. He says the cash advance part of the economic injury disaster loan is brand new, a feature of the CARES Act.
So if you have already submitted your application, you really need to go back and do it again and ask for the $10,000. And that's totally okay. They're telling you to do that, but some people haven't gotten the message.
Bittner says the loans themselves are pretty good, too, with interest rates of 3.75% or 2.75% for nonprofits. Beyond the emergency loans, the CARES Act has a Paycheck Protection Loan Program. Bittner says it also has a grant component.
If you use that over the next 2 months to pay for certain expenses like payroll, rent, certain debt service, and things like that, up to 100% of the loan can be forgiven.
The Paycheck Protection Loan is designed to help businesses and nonprofits keep or rehire their workers. Bittner says the forgiveness could be reduced if an employer lays off workers. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
And I'm Dan Bross.